lurid images of patients on ventilators. They called us granny killers. They called us COVIDiots. Well, who are the idiots now? CNN medical analyst Dr. Liana Wen, one of the most vocal, vulgarian proponents of brutalist authoritarianism throughout the entire pandemic. The woman who relentlessly dehumanized and called for discrimination against the unvaccinated.
It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated.
The woman who insisted the unvaccinated shouldn't even be allowed to go outside.
You have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public.
The woman who said people who don't wear masks should be ostracized from society because they can't be trusted.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated, that they have been walking around without masks.
The woman who said children returning to school should be forced to wear industrial grade face masks.
We have so many adults letting down their guard, not wearing masks, not getting vaccinated. Type of mask also matters. Ideally, KN95 or N95 if the child is able to tolerate that. If not, at least a 3-ply surgical mask. Cloth masks are not enough.
Well, she's suddenly changed her tune, hasn't she? But only after mask wearing seriously damaged the cognitive functioning of her own son. In an op-ed for the Washington Post, Wen acknowledges, quote, "Masking has harmed our son's language development."
We have so many adults not wearing masks.
She also admits that mask wearing has negatively affected his childhood, impairing his social interactions. Oh, if only someone had been desperately trying to point out for the lion's share of the past 2.5 years that this was all happening. Oh yeah, we did, time and time again. And we were called crackpots, swivel-eyed loons, science deniers, and every other slur under the sun. Studies showing masks were causing kids' IQs to drop as much as 22 points. Education experts warning forcing kids to wear masks was causing psychological trauma. Child speech therapists sounding the alarm and being ignored.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks?
We're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family.
Ofsted reports detailing serious and long-lasting delays in learning caused by lockdown restrictions. Lockdown restrictions causing soaring child depression, self-harm and eating disorders. And aside from the health impacts, both mental and physical, the mask was deified as a holy sacrament and adopted as an ideological uniform. Those who refused to join the cult were vilified and monstered. Now the media has the temerity to order people to be nice to mask wearers. Despite everything we know, this coming autumn and winter, many countries will try to reimpose mask mandates anyway. And I'm sure that those imposing the rules will continue to dutifully obey them. And the sheer nerve of Fauci.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
A report by The Telegraph, based on official figures from the Office for National Statistics, says that the effects of lockdown are now killing more people than COVID-19. Cases of undetected cancers, cardiac problems, and serious mental health conditions are surging. With excess deaths 14.4% higher than the 5-year average, roughly 1,000 a week in the UK. There are now 9 million people on the NHS waiting list, a backlog that is only growing. Duke, Harvard and Johns Hopkins experts say lockdown will cause 1 million excess deaths. Stanford University Professor of Medicine Jay Bhattacharya said that in years to come, lockdowns will be looked back on as the most catastrophically harmful policy in all of history. We told you that over and over again. And how were we treated? Publicly ridiculed, witch-hunted, deplatformed, banned, censored. YouTube has now quietly amended its COVID misinformation policy. Now it's permitted to question whether vaccines prevent COVID-19 infections. Now it's permitted to question the effectiveness of social distancing. Now it's permitted to say masks don't work. But all the people who fell victim to those arbitrary rules in the first place, many of them esteemed doctors and scientists, they're not getting an apology and they're not getting their accounts back. Let's not forget the multitude of indignities that we were forced to endure. Police harassing people for sitting on park benches, haranguing people for sunbathing on the grass.
Guys, you can't stay on the green. Can you all go home? Can you all go home, please? It's not a holiday. It's a lockdown, which means you don't just come in sunbathe. Can you please just leave?
Surveillance drones tracking down people for walking their dogs in open countryside. Families banned from attending the funerals of loved ones. Prevented from holding the hands of dying relatives. Children denied life-saving organ transplants because their parents were unjabbed. At one stage, they even considered abducting kids from their own parents and sending them to quarantine camps.
And I said, Jeremy, the British public will not stand for mothers and fathers and families and children being removed from their family and their home and put in isolation. He says, who said they won't?
The establishment endorsed demonization of the unvaccinated, the repeated brutalization of protesters who dared to assert that this was all wrong.
Tell me the law that I have broken by being here today. Tell me what law I have broken. You cannot tell me any law that I've broken.
We were terrified, intimidated, by sinister, weaponized propaganda. Cruelly designed to elicit unquestioning obedience based on fear. Bullied, browbeaten by ominous daily death tolls. Where's the interest in publishing the daily totals of non-COVID excess deaths that are now ravaging the UK? There's a deafening silence. Perhaps a hope that it will all just go away. But it's not going away, is it? Rishi Sunak, then Chancellor and current candidate for Prime Minister, has gone public with what was happening inside 10 Downing Street at the time. They didn't even carry out a basic cost-benefit analysis of lockdown. You carry out a cost-benefit analysis when planning a summer holiday. But the government doing a cost-benefit analysis for locking down the entire country, closing schools and shutting off the economy, the social harms, the serious untreated illnesses, depression, loneliness, suicide, poverty, the cognitive impairment of children. Nothing, literally none of that was ever even considered. Top cabinet members weren't even told what was happening.
He said his heroic efforts to avert disaster were deleted from the official records of meetings he attended. If that's true, if minutes of meetings affecting government policy were doctored, then Sunak's claims demand criminal investigation and jail time for those responsible, including bigwigs with letters after their names, who presumably knew the truth of it as well and kept their mouths shut, while people needlessly died miserable deaths, endured miserable lives, and the country was driven off a cliff.
As Fraser Nelson in The Telegraph reveals, lockdown was never backed by science. It was about models and suppositions, educated guesswork. It was driven by moods, emotion, fear, and worst of all, politics masquerading as science. A scientific establishment shadow government was empowered to seize control with virtually no democratic oversight whatsoever. As Nelson asserts, such revelations, quote, should start a great unravelling of the lockdown myth. Now they're going to have some big whitewash inquiry so they can brush it all under the carpet. What are they going to say? Whoops, sorry, we got it wrong, my bad. Where's the accountability? Where's the justice for the devastation that they caused? We were right. We were right about masks. We were right about lockdowns. We were right about all of it. But it's not enough to just be right. The damage has been done. What on earth, if anything, is going to be done to fix it? To make sure this outrage never happens again. Get early access to videos, exclusive live streams, and personally DM me. You've seen how much I get demonetized all the time. Well, this is how you support me. By subscribing at pauljosephwatson.locals.com. Please click the link in the description.